Nuestro comanda.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Council of Churches in Zambia CCZ General Secretary Father Emmanuel Chikoya has underscored the need for peace ahead of the 2026 general elections. Voting in Mfuwe constituency is currently underway. In international news, Cameroon judicial body backs ban on Biya's main rival in presidential race. And in sports news, Wulaya targets 10 plus goals at Costa del Sol.
The Power FM.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront, unreliable news every day. My name is Suilanja Mulenga. Council of Churches in Zambia CCZ General Secretary Father Emmanuel Chikoya has underscored the need for peace ahead of the 2026 general election, stating that Zambia deserves creditable polls next year. Speaking during the Thursday's edition of Power FM's Breakfast Show, Father Chikoya has called for issue-based campaigns devoid of tribalism, stating that the church looks forward to seeing a conducive environment for all political players, including both local and international observers, during the 2026 general elections. Meanwhile, he has also underscored the need for the media to provide fair coverage during next year's polls. In another development, voting in Mfuwe constituency is currently underway, in which voters are seeking to elect a new area member of parliament following the incarceration of former lawmaker Maureen Mavunga. Most stakeholders have described the environment as peaceful. This morning, New Congress Party NCP President Peter Chanda is this morning toward polling stations in Mfuwe as voters headed to cast their ballot. Mr. Chanda said the voting is going on well, and he expressed confidence that the NCP candidate, Brian Kofi Kunda, will carry the day. The Tonse Alliance has fielded as its candidate under the NCP ticket in the by-election. This by-election follows the incarceration of area's former Member of Parliament, Maureen Mavunga. In a separate development, the Department of Immigration has apprehended 7 suspects, seized 372 passports, and is actively pursuing at least one more individual in connection with a suspected human smuggling syndicate operating under the guise of travel facilitation. The operation is believed to involve the production and use of fraudulent identity and travel documents to secure visas and facilitate the illegal movement of individuals, including Zambians and foreign nationals, to various international destinations. The investigations were triggered by a formal report regarding some suspicious documents submitted to one foreign embassy in Lusaka by a 40-year-old Burundian refugee, Jean-Claude Sibomana, on behalf of a Zambian national. Acting swiftly on the report, immigration officers apprehended Sibomana on Friday, 1st August 2025, shortly after his visit to the said embassy. He was found in possession of a Zambian National Registration Card, NRC, and a Zambian passport in the names of Oscar Msonda, raising immediate concerns about the genuineness and source of these documents. In a separate development, 41 NGOs championing WASH have called on the government to prevent donor withdrawal from the wash sector by ensuring the financial sustainability of commercial water utilities through water tariff reforms. Zambia NGO WASH Forum Coordinator Bubala Muyove Mumba expressed serious concern over the sector's financing, noting that a study commissioned last year revealed an alarming and difficult-to-understand financial situation, especially regarding commercial activities and funding flows intended to advance the sector, which are now struggling. Mrs. Mumba stressed that progress depends on collaborative efforts, particularly as funding from international partners, on whom the sector heavily relies, is at risk. She warned that withdrawal of partner support would leave the sector highly vulnerable. This came to light during a joint meeting in Lusaka between the Parliamentary Caucus on WASH Executive and the Committee on Energy, Water Development and Tourism, which aimed to strengthen collaboration between PC, WASH, select committee members and the NGO WASH Forum.
Financing, I think we really, I beg the members of parliament, you really need to meet the executive. Our sustainable services are under threat. Last year we commissioned a study on the performance of under the HNDP was terrible, and we couldn't understand why. And the commercial utilities are the heart. They are the vehicle on which, this is the vehicle that is supposed to get us to 2030, and it is struggling. And now it is explained. And I can be forced to suggest that some of the numbers that we see, they are numbers that are done by the NGOs. They can take credit for the work. And that is also under threat. If those partners pull out, the international partners, who many of us rely on for support, if they go, the water sector will be on its knees. And so we really, really need to strategize together.
Meanwhile, Water Development and Sanitation Permanent Secretary, Engineer Romas Kamanga, highlighted WASH as a fundamental pillar of sustainable development, public health, economic stability and social well-being in Zambia. The Permanent Secretary described the meeting as a key opportunity for government and civil society to strengthen partnerships, align advocacy efforts and work towards universal access to safe water and sanitation.
Effective service delivery requires strong legislative support, community engagement and multi-sector partnerships. Over the coming days, you will review progress on the National WASH Initiative, identify challenges and opportunities, and discuss the vital water supply and sanitation needs. This deal holds the tremendous potential to enhance government accountability and citizen participation in WASH service delivery. Your insights and legislative contributions will be instrumental in ensuring that this crucial legal framework is responsive to the needs of all Zambians, including vulnerable and marginalized groups.
Earlier, Parliamentary Caucus on Water, Sanitation and Hygiene Chairperson Mutinda Twambo highlighted the role of advocates in defending people's rights and underscored the importance of collective commitment to accountability and fostering public trust in WASH services.
As we look at the bill that will be conversating, can we apply the genderless? And I think these are some of the issues that we don't normally pay attention to. Furthermore, as legislators, we have the authority to mobilize resources and prioritize funding allocations for WASH initiatives that advance sustainable development and climate resilience. I encourage all members here to consider innovative ways to use their parliamentary roles to enhance long-term investment in these vital services.
In a separate development, the Zambia Airports Corporation Limited ZACL Board has appointed Mr. Uvesh J. Desai as Managing Director effective September 1st, 2025. According to Corporation Senior Manager Corporate Affairs and Communication, Mwamba Chasaya Siame, the appointment underscores the board's commitment to continuity in leadership and strategic alignment with national and regional development priorities. Mr. Chasaya says Mr. Desai's global outlook, paired with his understanding of the local environment, will lead the corporation to its next phase of growth and transformation. She adds that the new managing director